There are multiple reasons someone might need to use a needle in a public restroom, from an insulin shot for a diabetic to someone injecting opioids like heroin. And there are signs of public drug taking all over Seattle's University District. An overflowing container of used needles proved too much for one restaurant customer. As KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports, that sparked a social media debate over whether enough is being done to keep public spaces safe.
Christopher Rufo says it was the container of needles at Chaco Canyon Organic Cafe that got to him. He took a photo. It was overflowing.
It disgusted me, and I think it's a symbolic of a larger culture of permissiveness and enablement that I've seen in Seattle.
Rufo said he just let his young son use that restroom.
You have to take on the responsibility to making sure that it's safe, that it's sanitary.
Rufo is a fellow at the politically conservative Discovery Institute, based in Seattle. His Facebook post triggered a debate. Are public needle containers making using drugs too easy? Another voice from the U District says no.
If you've been a homeless drug user before, like I have, it is not easy to be a homeless drug user.
Shiloh Jama is an advocate of safer drug use at the People's Harm Reduction Alliance. He agrees used needle containers should not be allowed to overflow. But he sees something else in the idea of a drug user shooting up in a restaurant toilet.
We don't have a safe consumption room, and so those bathrooms become the closest thing, and that's why we support safe consumption rooms.
Chaco Canyon Organic Cafe says people do use needles. It's not safe, and that's why the containers will stay. In Seattle, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.